Art is both a mirror held up to the world around us and a guiding hand in the way our perception of the world develops. Art of this day and age reflects the decadence and detachment of man from all but his own material urges, whilst at the same time promoting the corrupt worldview that fosters such a separation from reality. It's quite easy to demonstrate this with the visual art of our time. Most of us are aware of the fact modern art galleries are filled with literally tons of deliberately meaningless garbage by pretentious, self-obsessed oafs. However, this is also true, though less obviously, of modern music. Popular music of our age is by and large an expression of tokenistic sentimentality, based around only a few musical ideas, and about as many thematic subject matters. Through the exclusive use of only notes that emphasize emotional pleasurability in the simplest and most immediate way possible, neatly proportioned, rapidly conclusive rhythms, and unpoetic cyclical song forms, moderns have contrived a formulaic approach to creating music that is both easy to reproduce and easy to understand. This focus on deriving as many immediate and simple pleasures as possible for as many people as possible requires a musical form that leaves out difficult expressive details, and therefore a music that has little diversity outside of the superficial. Not coincidentally, this mirrors the descent of society into an unwitting uniformity through egalitarianism and petty selfishness. This show is all about music that stands against the spiritual decline of Western civilization. That in their allusions, imagery, and tonalities celebrate the adventurous spirit, rewarding through their varied forms those who persevere and triumph in advancing beyond the mental traps laid by modernity. Whether by delicate lingering strands or by intense idealistic catharsis, this is music to sweep the mind away, away to where the eternity echoes.
Thank you.
Music in the modern age that does not submit to the prevailing ideological dogma and the pursuit of easy pleasures before what is immutable and eternal, we call neoclassical. We call it this because it harkens back to the spirit and worldview upheld by the many classical civilizations of man and continues where the last great classical music composers left off. It shares with them an unflinching heroic outlook that, rather than recoil from external reality, embraces it wholly and with glee, including those parts of it that are not immediately rewarding or at all attractive. They realized that beauty did not exist in isolation from a larger world, but formed as a result of an inarticulable and intrinsic immortality that all things were possessed with, and all things formed as a result of. Existence is grander than the perception of the individual stretches to, and without recognizing this, life could never fulfill any greater potential than that afforded by the pursuit of fleeting indulgences. Therefore, even things that had no emotional utility to us, or on the surface appear ugly and unpleasant, are in fact a reflection of the miraculous beauty that birthed the universe and all things in it. Shunning these things would mean shunning the greater miraculousness of existence and avoiding reality.
Thank you.
Despite how the short-sighted individualism of modern thinking would prefer it, all music carries objective properties. Different tones and sound patterns, as much as they stir the air in different ways, stir also the human psyche in different ways, as can be evidenced by the obvious emotional reactions music can produce. Classical and neoclassical music are an attempt to stimulate the part of the mind that reminds humans of their connection with eternity. To many now, this music is impenetrable, because they have forgotten all but the world inside of their own mind, and so lost touch with reality in the way that would allow them to understand music as the immortal language. Both classical and neoclassical music express things intelligible only to those open to the world around them, and willing to explore without imposing their own moral preferences upon their perceptions. This may mean facing up to and traipsing through several hardships before reaching the intended conclusion. But the culmination of the experience relinquishes a more profound emotional and psychological joy than any number of fleeting pleasures may ever. Music is the voice of eternity. It escapes the subjectivity of man-made symbolism and speaks to something innate and unchangeable in man, something that affirms his relationship with the world around him.